Matt Greenwood for Regional Radio. I'm at Seckman High School, and I'm joined by Claire Solovic. She is a senior Jaguar that is a golfer and has done some pretty spectacular things in 4 years, more so than I could say for myself. But tied for first as a freshman at the state competition, and then sophomore, junior, senior seasons finished third at state. So she is obviously really, really good at golf, and I'm about stating the obvious, Claire. So let's talk a little bit about you before we get to the golf thing, because Solovic is not necessarily a name that a lot of people come across in this area. So kind of give me your familial roots, you know, kind of the background, the lineage, if you will, of your family.
You know, I mean, my mom's side is all German, but pretty sure the last name comes from Czech. I'm not exactly sure, though, but sounds about right.
Sounds right to me.
That's what I've heard, so that's about all I know.
Okay, hey, no, that's pretty cool. All right, now let's get to the golf thing. See, that was painless, right? all right, so tied up first at state. Let's talk about that as a freshman, because you're, what, 14 at that time, and you're competing with the best in the area. I'm sure there's a lot of seniors there, a lot of juniors there at state. And here comes this freshman named Claire Solovic, and she's finishing tied for first. Yeah. Talk about that experience.
I mean, it was kind of weird because I had a lot of, like, eyes on me in general, because there weren't many freshmen at the time, too. And so, I mean, to go out and be able to tie first against, I think she was a senior at the time. But, I mean, it was really cool. But, yeah, it was definitely a little odd to have everybody watching me. So, yeah.
And, you know, and of course, that followed you on throughout the rest of your high school career. As far as the freshman year goes, do you remember kind of the nerves you were feeling going into it? Were you feeling anything? Or are you just one of those people that just does something and doesn't think about it? Kind of take us through that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember being too nervous about it. I mean, obviously, on the second day after I knew I was in the lead, I was a little nervous about keeping the lead. And, I mean, I wasn't able to too much, but yeah, I mean, I usually don't try to show my nerves. I just try to keep, like, calm, and I mean, that usually just helps me out the best.
When I've talked to a few people about your tied for first state finish as a freshman, and they say, tied for first? Nah, that's like winning a state championship. Did you feel like that was winning a state championship? Even though you tied with somebody, did you feel like you won a state title?
I would say yes and no, because it was like, I mean, yeah, I did tie first, and that still is winning to most people, but it's like I wasn't the only one, too, so, I mean, it's a little different to me.
But I feel like in golf, it's kind of, I mean, you don't go through a playoff setting, so as far as the high school season goes, it's pretty much, or as far as the state tournament goes in high school, it's pretty much what you can get, but
yeah.
Anyway, a lot. Like I said, a lot of people that I've talked to about you and your accomplishments, they say you won a state title. So can we roll with that? Is that okay?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
All right. Yeah. All right. All right. So then third place, you know, sophomore, junior, and senior seasons. Now that sounds disappointing, but as an outsider, that's still really, really cool.
Thank you.
Yeah. Nope. You're welcome. Talk about sophomore through senior year, kind of finishing each year. What goes through Claire Solovic's head every time you finish, you know, top three at state?
I mean, yeah, it was a little disappointing that I wasn't able to get another win, but I mean, I'm still happy with where I finished. But I mean, yeah, each year I didn't go out on the first day with the rounds I wanted, and usually on the second round I was able to make up for it. This year, not really, but that's fine. But yeah, I think that's all I have to say about that.
Okay. I remember you had a rival. I'm not really clear on the name. She won the state title this year, didn't she?
Brooke Bierman? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been playing together for a long time. So, yeah, we've been rivals for years, but she's still one of my friends, so it's always fun out there.
Yeah, and I was going to, when I saw that you guys were kind of, you know, neck and neck every single year, I thought to myself, well, does this mean that Claire likes her or doesn't like her? But you obviously do like her. Yeah. And second thought that I had was, how much better of a golfer is Claire Solovic because of Brooke Bierman?
Well, I mean, I think both of us really pushed each other whenever we were younger, because anytime we were playing in junior tournaments, it was usually just us two that were competing, really. And so, I mean, over the years, it was always I mean, each tournament, it would be one of us just try to be better than the other, and that's really pushed both of us.
Now, what was sort of your reaction to her winning a state title? Did you give her a hug, a congratulations? Yeah. What was that reaction, or what was that interaction?
Yeah, no, I mean, I congratulated her. I gave her a hug, and I mean, I'm happy for her. She played well that week, so you can't really do much about it. So, yeah, I mean, that's good, though, for her, for real.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I told you before we started this interview, I do a show on Mondays called Golf and More. It's with a guy named Mike Murphy, and I'd be remiss, and he'd probably give me a lot of stuff for it if I didn't ask you. But he was very interested in terms of who is your swing coach, or who's, you know, that, I guess that's the proper way of asking it, who's your coach, I guess, if you will.
Yeah, I work with Tom DeGrand. He's out of Pro-Am Golf up on, I think it's right off of Brentwood. I've been working with him for 6 years now, I think. But yeah, a while.
Okay. I'm sure he'll know who that person is.
He knows everyone, so yeah.
Yeah.
I'd assume.
And then Coach Hagedorn, of course, your Sekman coach. What has his impact been on you?
Oh, boy. I'm joking. No, I mean, he's really helped me a lot, too, because my coach usually, he isn't always there to be able to, like, help me with what I need on the course. And, I mean, Hag, he usually knows what he's talking about sometimes. No, I mean, he's been a lot of help, though, out there on the course.
For those listening, by the way, Coach Hagedorn is in the office, so any rib at him is just all playful here from Claire, and Coach's got a big smile on his face, too, so he knows it. And they're on a Hag name basis, so that's kind of neat, too. Claire, a lot of kids go into high school, and they just want to get through it. They want to get through those years, and they want to get to college, and that's it. You know, it's move on and you know, develop and what have you. A lot of kids, I'm sure, maybe even yourself, don't think that they're going to be able to do something like what you've done and have your name stick out amongst a lot of conversations when it comes to Sekman Golf. Have you thought about that aspect of things?
Not really too much. And I mean, going into high school, I've never even thought about that, about doing what I did accomplish or anything. So I mean, I was... Yeah, it's been a little different, so.
Yeah, you don't have the normal high school career.
No, yeah, I mean, being an athlete for anyone's just different from anyone else's usual high school career. You just have a lot going on outside of that, too.
I gotcha. Let's talk about your last round of your senior year as a Sekman Jaguar. I noticed on the scorecard you birdied the last hole. How important was it for you to do that?
I parred that hole. Actually, it was hole 17 I birdied, the one right before. But, I mean, it was a good way to finish for sure instead of – because I know I bogeyed the hole before, so my plan was just to get out there on those last two holes and just make something happen out of it. So, I mean, that's what I was able to do, thankfully. So
you did wind up with 9 birdies, which I did calculate, and that was the most birdies out of all – competitors. I think there were 90 people competing.
Yeah.
Tell us, how difficult is it to birdie 9 holes out of 36 as a 17-year-old golfer, or 18, however old you are?
I mean, it's just difficult in general because you have to hit, first you got to hit a good tee shot, and you have to get your second shot close, and that doesn't always happen. And then, you know, when you're putting, you don't know what you're going to do necessarily. You might have it in your mind that you're going to make it, but you might just completely mess up your putt and just miss. So, I mean, it's tough to do, though, for sure.
Yeah, what aspects of your game did you feel like developed greatly over you know, from first year to last year?
I would probably say my consistency, definitely. Because, I mean, going into my first year, I had a couple rounds, like, in the 70s and then 80s, too. And then this year and even the past 2 years before, like, I've been a lot more consistent with my scoring, a lot in like the 70s and a few 60s too. So I mean, that's probably been my main change,
just staying consistent.
Yeah.
Okay, makes sense. Let's see, next chapter in life for Claire Solovic, what is that as far as college is concerned?
Yeah, I'll be attending the University of Central Missouri next year, and I'll be on the golf team there, so I'm really looking forward to that.
Okay, and when was that decision made?
I committed, I think it was the very end of July.
Okay.
Yeah.
So before your senior year.
Yeah, just right before I started. So it's kind of nice to get that out of the way.
Yeah.
So that way I could get that out of my mind.
Yeah, for sure. Tell us about who you're going to be, I guess, coached by, or are you going to still keep your swing coach and all that stuff? What's that situation going
to
be like?
I mean, I'll still keep my swing coach. I just won't be able to see or talk to him as much. But, I mean, anytime I come back, I'll see him and whatnot. So, and, I mean, I know the coach over there because my sister's on the team. So, I mean, I already know everyone on the team, so it'll be good.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know you had a sister. So
yeah.
All right. In your mind, have you already thought what you guys are going to do for fun at CMU? I mean, I can also imagine that golfing wise, she is a golfer.
Yeah, yeah, she plays. She's on the team, but she can't really play right now. She's got scoliosis and hip issues, so she can't really do too much.
But she'll be a great driving force, influence for you, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, no, it'll be a lot of fun on the team with her. And, I mean, we get along really well now, so it'll be a good time.
That's very cool. All right, Claire, I guess we'll get you out on this. It's still hard for me to wrap my head around what you've been able to accomplish over these last 4 years. Just because I know golf is such a really hard sport to play. And you finished at least third best out of the entire state of Missouri all 4 years.
Yeah.
Put the Sekman experience, the golfing experience, the high school experience in a few words for us.
Yeah, no, it's been a lot of fun, and I'm definitely going to miss some of it. Some of it maybe not so much, but, you know, it's how everyone is. But, yeah, I mean, I had a good time all 4 years, and, you know, I'll remember that for a long time.
Awesome deal. Well, all right. Happy to be able to come up here and talk to you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Nice meeting you.
Yeah, you too.
All right, that is Claire Solovic, golfer for Sekman, soon to be for CMU, joining us today on Regional Radio.